sometimes the mind is so stubborn.
Yeah.
So the internal control, I have the. I told myself that sometimes it listens.
Sometimes it listens and sometimes it doesn't. Yeah.
I have the relationship at work. Yeah. The lady and as a boss and employee.
Yeah.
She's like pick on me. You know, she's like she have very sad breakout. With her mom abused her, and she hate women. So I'm like the only one of the women in the company. So she like she can be angel and devil. It depends on which way she gonna swing.
Yeah.
And then she didn't treat me well like other people. So sometimes I was angry, but sometimes I can't control myself that I'm practicing metta, loving kindness. So, and then I didn't, I treat her nice even though she was nice, was not nice to me. Sometimes I could do. But sometimes her face is just in my mind. It's very bothering me. When I see her, I have to pay metta. Wish her well. And she nice me after I did that. It's like on and off like that. I was very stressful for a few months, but after that, I kind of getting better, and she more friendly, and I thought I forgave her, but still sometimes it trigger my mind that I see her face too much. I didn't want to see her face, you know. It's like loving kindness and forgiveness. Sometimes it's help me and meditation help me like make me talk with myself more like I don't want to be a bad person. I'm practicing
yeah.
And it make me see a little bit more clear, but still sometimes it's come back bothering me.
That's the suffering, you know, and it's not, but the reality is that sometimes we want it to follow the pattern, you know, we want to follow the program that we have set for it. If I give metta, then she'll stop bothering me, or she'll stop bothering me, or I'll stop thinking of her because I'm giving metta. I mean, it's the thing, you know, we're starting to strike a deal with our mental states. And I think it's not that one isn't doing the right thing. One's doing the right thing. But it's also, it's not going to follow your program just because you want it to. But it means, and it doesn't mean we stop doing it. But it's like relinquishing that control of it's going to follow my timeline or my expectation. So then that opens up space. That's another act of loving kindness to yourself. So it's you give loving kindness, you send loving kindness or have loving kindness for her, but you have loving kindness for yourself also with the discomfort you feel or the kind of dis-ease that comes up. So just being able to hold yourself in kindness.
Sometimes I thought it was my karma in the previous life. I had done something to anyone before, so I pay for it.
Yeah, well, that's a... sometimes people talk like that, especially in Thailand, and I have a doubt. You know, sometimes it's just too formulaic. You know, we think of it too formulaic. I think it's more important to come back. Well, what am I feeling, and what can I do about it? How do I work with it?
Well, before listening to that, I'm reminded of what the example you gave before about how in the highest blessings, the first one about avoiding those foolish ways, and probably sometimes having metta for oneself or even the situation is to not to stay thinking I gotta deal with this, is to say, okay, you deal.
You
can deal with her issues with her mom or whatever, and I'm going to go to the next room and get my work done.
I mean, that's definitely, if there's a clarity there and a kindness there, it's not a bad option sometimes. Gives you some freedom.